Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. 1360, that's door to door.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're hoping we're going to have our good friend William Federer with us this morning, but until then, why, it's just you and me, and of course, you can always call in at 877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment, but I think we should be very, very concerned about the fact that we are being frightened to death with the threat of the swine flu, which is a non-existent problem. If you look at the World Health Organization homepage on the so-called swine flu, you will find that as of the 31st of July, 1,154 people had died throughout the entire world over a period of many months since we first began hearing about swine flu. Now, that's it's a tragedy when any person dies. We don't know if they all died of swine flu, if they've exaggerated the figures, but if you stop and think that we lose probably close to 3,000 people every day because of malaria, which is a preventable disease, only they won't allow the use of DDT throughout the third world countries because it's saving too many lives. And if you doubt that's the real reason we outlawed DDT, you really need, of course, to read my Population Control Agenda monograph, where we quote from Alexander King, one of the elite who rules the world, and we quote from his book. He was certainly one of the co-founders of the Club of Rome, and he said, you know, it's not because DDT is dangerous, it's because it's saving too many lives, and there are too many people in the world, and that's why we've got to outlaw DDT, and so at least 3,000 people die every day needlessly of malaria throughout the world, and between 300 million and 500 million people contract malaria and suffer through the chills and the discomfort and the disability totally unnecessarily. So why are the World Health Organization so concerned that 1,154 people have died throughout the entire swine flu epidemic? We probably lose 606,000 people every day of AIDS, and if you haven't read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, shame on you. It is probably the best book on the politics of AIDS. We still have some copies. It was written in the early 1990s, and we were trying to let people understand that the AIDS epidemic was totally unnecessary. Doctors know how to stop the disease, and we're blocked at every turn, and we're still not trying to stop the disease, and it's spreading. And today in Botswana, according to the latest figures that I get from the World Health Organization and from the Department of Commerce here in America, because we are spending our tax money to monitor the spread of the disease in Botswana, 46% of the pregnant women are infected, and they're all going to die. Isn't that wonderful if you believe in population control? And that's what it's all about. And you must understand there really are people who have a different worldview. In fact, it was in June of this year in New York City that they got a group of billionaires together. And there was, of course, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. And there was certainly the Rockefellers and George Soros and Ted Turner and Oprah Winfrey. And, of course, they were talking about population control, how we can reduce the population. Ted Turner's openly said we need to get the world population down to 200 million. That means you're going to have to kill off probably, 96, 97% of the population. Ted Turner's advocated this. Of course, he got some flack, so he said, well, 2 billion people, we could allow 2 billion people to live. Why do you think that Bill Gates is spending millions of dollars to collect seeds, to put them into special areas where they can be kept in sub-zero temperatures up north of the Arctic Circle on an island someplace off the coast of one of the Scandinavian countries? Why do you think they're trying to collect the seeds so Well, that's so we can start all over again after we kill off the population. We've destroyed the seeds here. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think Bill Gates, who believes in population control and wants to eliminate a large part of the population, is financing a massive vaccination program for those little black children in Africa when he thinks there are too many of them? Well, of course, he knows that we've left the mercury in there, the thimerosal, and it will influence their fertility for generations unborn. Bill Gates knows exactly what he's doing. And it's not simply by accident that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding one of the front organizations for the Lucius Trust, used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, putting up a great deal of money to pursue the goals of the Lucius Trust. Well, and that, of course, takes us into the spiritual hierarchy and the occult movement that dominates what's going on in the world. Well, who do we have? Do we have William Federer?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I apologize. I double-booked an interview, but I'm rearranged my schedule here. So it's great to be with you.
Good to have you with us. And, of course, those of you who don't know William Federer, he's a writer, written more books than you can shake a stick at. We carry a number of them because we think he is an excellent source of information. Always a pleasure to have. Bill's a personal friend. And we're going to be talking this morning about the Obama Hitlerian medical program. You know, basically, if you go into this program, one of the things it advocates is that every 5 years, you're going to have to, if you're an older person, you're going to have counseling on certainly your responsibility not to continue living and, you know, how you can actually... Well, I'm going to let Bill tell you about this wonderful program that they have, and I hope everybody in this listening audience is incensed and furious and will do everything they can to let their congressman and everybody else they know that there really are people who really believe that there are too many people in the world, and what a wonderful way to take care of them than to have a government-run health care plan. Bill, pick up the story.
Well, what we're facing is nothing new. It was tried in the 1930s in Germany. Germany had lost World War One and was forced to pay reparations, debts, to England and France. And so their country was in debt to foreign countries, and they were having to pay it back. And so the government decided to inflate their currency so they would be paying back these debts in worthless marks. That was what they called their dollar. It was called a mark. And but something happened. When they inflated the currency, it destroyed the savings of the middle class. And that
we'll
put a lot of work.
Moment,
and they didn't have health care. And so that's when...
Hold that thought, William. We'll be back as soon as we get through the break.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country. Most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell doing friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, William Feather, and William was telling us how, you know, in the aftermath of World War One, when Germany was required to pay excessive reparations after having been promised before the armistice in November of 1918, that there would be no reparations, peace without, victory without, I forgot the slogan that Woodrow Wilson used, but once we won the war, there was going to be no holding anybody responsible for it. We were just going to end the war. That was all it was. We were not going to have any attacks on any other country, and it was all going to be justice and happiness, and all you had to do was surrender, and there'd be no reparations. And then when the Germans signed the armistice, why, they demanded excessive reparations. There was no way Germany could pay for the reparations, and so basically Germany inflated their country, their currency, so they could pay back their reparations demanded of them indefinitely with worthless money. But in the process, they destroyed the value, they destroyed the life savings of the German people, and wiped out the middle class. So pick up the story, William.
So it's very similar to America being in debt to other countries. Matter of fact, America is the most in-debt nation in world history. And most of our debt is owed to China and Middle East and, you know, the European investors and so forth. And so there's been a monetary policy which seems to be put in place to inflate our currency. And so the repercussions is that as inflation goes up, it is destroying any savings of the middle class, which particularly hurts small business owners. And that's what happened in Germany. A whole lot of small business owners were put out of business. And so they didn't have money for health care. And so Hitler ran for office in Germany promising universal health care. He was a socialist. The word Nazi means National Socialist Workers' Party. In German, it's National Arbeiter, which Arbeit means work, workers, Socialistica as a party. So the Nazi party is the Socialist Party. And so Hitler ran. He was very eloquent. He was very inspiring. He brought hope to the people of Germany who had been in a desperate situation. And so this preacher of hope was elected, promising universal health care, and everything was fine. But as their economy continued to crumble, the people were in desperate situations. A whole wheelbarrow full of paper marks could not even buy a loaf of bread. Stories of men getting paid twice a day, and at lunchtime they'd run to the window, throw down their bundle of money to their wife, who would run to get in line to the grocery store, because by the evening, that money would be worthless. And so the people cried out for the government to cut useless expenses from the government budget. And so Hitler's government decided to withhold the health care and send to the gas chambers those who were insane, epileptic, chronically ill, with dementia or Alzheimer's. This retarded person didn't even know their own name. They're not going to miss being alive. They had a low quality of life. And in Germany, they had been indoctrinating their people with this quality of life concept. In German, it's pronounced Lebensunwertes Leben, which means life unworthy of life. And so the government had people who decided if your life was worth living. And if not, you were sent to the gas chambers. And
they use the term useless eaters, you know. They're just consuming food, but they're not accomplishing anything. And we will begin to eliminate them. And the government will decide who will live and who will die.
Right, and again, this is very similar to the Obama health care plan, which does give the government the ability to withhold treatment, to ration treatment. And so if you add millions of illegal aliens and so forth to the health care coverage, and yet the number of doctors is still the same, matter of fact, the numbers of doctors is going to go down because the government will limit what doctors can get. And so more younger students are not going to want to spend the 16, 20 years of schooling and internship to get a job where the government limits what they're going to make. And so fewer people are going to go into the healthcare. So we're going to have a shortage of doctors, and yet we're adding more people to the roles. And so there will be rationing. And so the government will decide who gets the care and who doesn't get the care. And our version of quality of life is in the president's chief of staff's brother. His name is Ezekiel Emanuel. Short name is Zeke. Zeke Emanuel is 51 years old, and he has written articles saying that if you have a limited amount of medical resources and there's a 25-year-old that's sick and you have a 65-year-old that's sick, use the money on the 25-year-old because the 65-year-old. And so he's into rationing. Rather than if that 65-year-old has worked hard and saved their money and they want to spend their money on their own health care, they should be able to spend their money as they want. But not so. This Obamacare plan actually has a provision that if the government does not provide your health care, you are prohibited from spending more money on the side. If you or a loved one isn't getting treatment, you cannot just go to another doctor and get care, because all the doctors have to report to the government, and they're paid and then on they're, you know, employed by the government. And so the doctors can't care for somebody other than the government tells them to care for. And so you will simply be denied coverage. And then in the Obama plan, it deals with seniors. Now, this is in Hitler's progression. After they got rid of the useless eaters, they worked their way up to the seniors, the elderly, those that were chronically ill with no hope of recovery. I mean, these were people that were living in homes. They had no relatives. Nobody visited them. They had a low quality of life. And so they were sent to the gas chambers, too. They were freed from their bodies of pain, was the way that they tried to couch the phrase. And that's very similar to the Obama plan, that everybody 65 years old will get a ACORN visit. The ACORN groups are going to be hired by the government. Now, I ran for Congress, and ACORN is this group that's responsible for documented voter fraud. And so these groups will be making home visitations, signing everybody up, and then giving counseling. Every 5 years, a senior will have to get counseling on end-of-life issues.
Aren't you required to take that? Isn't that a provision that you have to take that? It's not something voluntary?
Right, you have to take it. And now all of this health care bill is very studiously examined by Matt Staver. He has the Liberty Council, and his website's lc.org. You can go online and download a line-by-line examination of the Obama health care plan. He did the homework, and so every single section, every single line tells you, for example, the government will audit all employers, and all employers must enroll all their employees. The government will have, get this, real-time access to everybody's personal bank accounts. So everybody that's in the listening audience, the government will have real-time access to your personal bank account, and if they think you're not paying enough, they can take the money out of your bank account. They'll know who has the money in the country. They'll know, just sort of like the Obama wants to get the Swiss bank accounts to know where all the American money is. There's a whole lot more to this bill than health care. It's more and more looking like just simply control.
Anyway, all of fascist control of the lives of the American people, and the average American has no idea that we are moving into a ruthless and tyrannical dictatorship, very, very similar to what they had in Hitler's Germany, wouldn't you say?
It is, and so in Hitler's plan, they first got rid of the sick, then they got rid of the elderly, and then they worked their way down to the prisoners, the convicts. I mean, why should you and I have to pay taxes to feed this criminal? And so they got sent to the gas chambers. And I love what C. Everett Koop, who was the former U.S. Surgeon General, he said in his book, Slide to Auschwitz, he said, I'm concerned about this trend because when the first 273,000 German aged, infirmed, and retarded were sent to the gas chambers, there was no outcry from the medical profession, and it was not far from there to Auschwitz. And so once the doctors got used to administering death, and again, the Obama plan does give doctors, physicians, nurses, physicians' assistants authority to give end-of-life orders. So if you're in the hospital, you're 80 years old, you're 70 years old, and the government's paying for your health care, and they think that you're going, you're leeching, you're taking more than your share, then they can give an end of life order. It also includes marriage and family therapy.
Does it specify what the end of life order is? Are they just going to starve you to death? Are they going to dehydrate you to death? A slow and painful form of death, or how are they going to, or are they just going to give you a simple little potassium chloride injection and stop your heart? Does it tell how they are going to give the end-of-life orders?
No, it doesn't say that in the bill, but I would assume it would be a quick one. That way it wouldn't take up a bed.
A little potassium chloride. I mean, this is what they do. They do this over in Denmark today. I mean, it's standard operating procedure.
Well, Oregon, states in America have now allowed this euthanasia.
Sure. And people do not understand, you know, that there really are powerful people who believe there are too many people in the world. They want to kill most of them. And that's when we started talking about the billionaire meeting in June of this year in New York City, when all the billionaires were there. And these are the people who elected Obama. These are the people behind Obama. I mean, it was certainly David Rockefeller's trilateral commission that put him in office. He has 12 of them in key positions. Literally every key position in the Obama administration is held by a member of David Rockefeller's trilateral commission, and David Rockefeller believes there are far too many people in the world. Go right ahead.
So what we're seeing in this plan is a whole lot more than health care. One line, it says all non-citizens will be covered. And a few sections later, it says that no non-citizens will pay taxes. And so you cannot sue the government. So this should make all the trial lawyers upset. You know, if a doctor or a hospital doesn't give good care, you can sue. Not so. You cannot sue the government. So if you don't like their care, and there will be no review, no appeal. So once the government commissar makes his decision as to whether or not you're going to get the health care, you cannot appeal it. The government decides the doctor's pay. All of your personal records are now government property.
They know every intimate detail of your life.
Yeah, so that's why there's concern that this is more about control than about health care. I was watching C-SPAN the other night, and Herman Cain is a radio talk show host who's the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, and he went through. He said, Obama told us that, and he's an African-American, Herman Cain, he said the Obama plan has been sold to us because they say there are 50 million uninsured. But he said when you look at the numbers, at least 10 million of those are aliens, are legal aliens. 17 million are people who make $50,000 or more, and they simply choose not to have health care. Another 17 million are simply people between jobs. They're not chronically uncovered. And he says when you finally get down to it, there's only about 6 to 10 million who do not have health care. He said, why should 300 million people give up their freedom and give total control to the government over this 10 million? Why don't we just focus on these 10 million and give them the care? It makes
and
it clear.
Let me point out that when I first went into medicine, and, you know, we had every county in the entire country had a county hospital and the county was required to take care of the health care of those people who couldn't afford health care. The government set out to destroy that system. Why? Because they wanted to be able to control the health. Long-range planning for the establishment of a fascist America. Nobody ever talks about returning to the county hospital concept where doctors take care of his patients for nothing. They don't want
that. George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com saying thanks for trading with us. We are excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars in brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Ford, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com, many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, William Federer. And before we go on, William, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get information about books you've written.
Well, thanks, Dr. Stan. My website's AmericanMinute.com. That's AmericanMinute.com. And I send out a free daily email. They call the American Minute, and people can sign up for it there. And then also I have about 16 books that I've written, and but I just appreciate you, Dr. Stan, allowing this information to get out. We do have a limited window to be able to turn this situation around. Here's a quote from Dr. Zeke Emanuel. Now, he's the brother of the president's chief of staff. He says that healthcare services should not be guaranteed to individuals who are irreversibly prevented from being or becoming participating citizens. He continues, an obvious example is not guaranteeing health services to patients with dementia. Now, this is the guy that wrote the health care bill. This guy says that that we should deny health care to people who are not participating citizens, and these include patients with dementia. So who's going to decide who has dementia or not? And it's the government. So the government can decide that you, if, even if you're a Christian, they can say, ah, you're not thinking straight. We're going to deny your health care. And anyway, Dr. Zeke Emanuel wrote in The Lancet January 2009, so that's this year, he said, the complete lives system discriminates against older people. Unlike allocation by sex or race, allocation by age is not invidious, discrimination. Every person lives through different life stages rather than becoming, than being a single age. Even if they, if 25-year-olds receive priority over 65-year-olds, everyone who is 65 years old was now previously 25. Treating 65-year-olds differently because of stereotypes or falsehoods would be, but he says treating them differently because they have already had more life years is okay. So, if you're 65 and you've worked hard and saved your money and want to spend it on your health care, you can't. Zeke Emanuel and President Obama will decide your health care for you. And if your useful years, according to their point of view, is over, then you will be denied. And then the next step is they have the power to give you end-of-life orders so they can actually kill you. Again, we started this discussion talking about Hitler. And then Hitler finally got rid of the political dissidents. These were people sort of like us who were speaking out against the government plan, that were holding the government back from this new wonderful utopia. These included people like Dietrich Bonhoeffer. They became political prisoners, and they were used for, get this, military medical research. They would literally do experiments on them. I mean, gee, if you're going to push abortion and euthanasia, and you're going to have life and death power in the hands of the government, and if there's no God that you're accountable to, then why not use them for military medical research? And then, basing their theory on evolution, where they said that the Aryan race was more evolved and the Jewish race was less evolved, they decided to have the Holocaust. And 6 million Jews and about 6 million non-Jews were sent to the horrible gas chambers. And so today, when we look at history and we say, how could an intelligent, advanced, technical country like Germany do such a horrible thing as a Holocaust? Well, guess what? They had an economic situation where they were in debt. They had an eloquent leader who promised hope. He promised universal health care. Everything was fine until their economy cratered. And then they had to cut expenses of keeping alive the chronically ill, the retarded, the elderly, those that couldn't support themselves, the criminals and convicts, and work their way up to. So the government now has the power of life and death over every person in the country. And in addition to that, there's mandatory vaccines that are in the Obamacare plan and a national ID that the government will give everybody, a national ID, including tracking. Now, that leaves the question open, well, will this be a chip? The new chips, by the way, the RFID, are now the size of a granule.